The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Hi, I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Time for Technology. Rural communities in the United States and elsewhere often use portable backup electricity generators in case of power outages. But these machines can be costly to run for longer times and require periodic attendance. A team from West Virginia University is developing a small natural gas power generator that will be able to run for years. VOA's George Putich reports.
This simple-looking machine, displayed at the recent energy-themed exhibition organized by the U.S. Department of Energy, has only one moving part and can generate about 1 kilowatt of electricity, enough for basic power requirements of a single-family home. The lead investigator of the linear generator project at West Virginia University, Professor Parviz Famouri, says their first objective is to build a machine that can run continuously for 10 years.
The other objective is to run on 40% efficiency from natural gas to electricity. And the third is, it should be lower than $3,000.
As the piston of this small two-stroke gas engine goes up and down, it also pushes and pulls a permanent magnet through a coil of copper wire, generating an alternating current. The motor does not have a crankcase, and the piston is pushed back to its upper position by a compressed air spring at the lower end. Famouri says the generator can also run on various types of fuel.
Not only we ran this on the natural gas, we also ran this on diesel. So it's a multi-fuel system.
Since the gas engine also generates heat, Famouri says it could have a dual use.
Basically, with the combined heat and power, you can put this in your HVAC system, your heating and air conditioning system, and that would the heat would provide for the heater, and then the electricity would provide for the home.
The project is still in the experimental phase, but Famouri says the prototype should be ready in about a year. George Putich, VOA News.
Make sure you check out our website at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.